Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend, Zane Raj, with us, ladies and gentlemen. Zane is chairman and CEO of Shapiro and Raj, an independent research and insights firm. The author of Brand Rituals, How Successful Brands Bond with Customers for Life. And he's here to talk to us about that very topic. Zane Raj, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be on.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. So I like this idea of bonding customers to our brand, you know, making them, I call it loving up your customers so you can't run them off, that kind of thing. That's similar to bonding, isn't it?
That's exactly what it is, right? It's about making sure that not only do you love your customers, but they love you back.
Yeah.
And by doing it that way, right, you're a bond, you've got a relationship that nothing should be able to break. And if you can get your business to that level, boy, you know, you could be smiling all the way to the bank.
I have had that kind of a relationship with customers before. And it's it does take the edge off, but you can never take it for granted, can you?
You never can ever take it for granted. You know, customers are real people, right? They have real needs, and their expectations keep on getting reset depending on who else they encounter and what other, you know, good mm-hmm. things or bad things that they see. So no, never ever take your customers for granted, because that's the worst mistake you could ever make.
Well, that's right. So talk to us about this. Talk to us about your ideas on how to bond customers. Well, let me ask you this question. Is branding, does it have the same cachet? Is it as big a deal as it was as when we used to talk about it 10 years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the way we used to talk about it 10 years ago and 20 years ago, Jim, was the old-fashioned view of branding, right? Which is, do I know about this brand? Do I kind of think
stuff.
It's interesting? The problem is brands don't get built by how people feel about them, right? Brands get built when you actually use a product or a service consistently and are either satisfied or delighted by the experience you have all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what people forget, that brands absolutely need to have a behavior attached to them for them to be truly brands, right? And I think to the question you started with, you know, the people who absolutely make any brand successful are the people who never, ever switch from that product or service because they are so happy with what they get on an ongoing basis. And that's what a bond is. It's just fundamentally a relationship where you feel really, really good at the value you get plus the value you give.
Well, but bonding to a customer, getting them bonded to your brand, or as I said, let's vulcanize them to our brand. You know, let's weld them to the brand. The way to do that, though, and this is where I think it's different today than it was 10, 20 years ago. You can't just do a good job. You can't just delight them and expect that to be enough, do you? You have to stay top of mind. You got to find a way to stay in their view, in their world, they've got to be aware of you, not constantly, perhaps. But you've got to stay relevant to them, well beyond the last time you delighted them, don't you?
Absolutely, and I think the way I tend to describe it for people is just think about some of your best personal relationships, right, where you absolutely feel close to and connected with those people. And I know, you know, I'm a typical guy, as I've been described, right? I mean, I can be friends with people for decades. And I can reconnect with them even if I haven't seen them in months or years, right? But it's the same kind of, it's you have a relationship that is so connected because your values are synchronous, and the fact that, you know, there is a alignment at a deeper level where the, you know, where you believe in some of the same things, where you can reconnect the same way. And so those people are never out of your mind. They just become relevant as and when those issues need to be addressed or you need to reach out to somebody. And I think a bonded relationship is very similar to that.
What are some of the what are the things in your book you talk about are some of the myths and misconceptions?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of the myths that, you know, the traditional world of branding and marketing created was, right, it was all about the messaging. It was all about communicating to people and trying to kind of get them to believe certain things, right? It was all about what kind of mental impact that you could create among your consumers about what how important your brand was. You know, it was all about, you know, beliefs versus behaviors. And I think the myths that were built in the, what I call the 60s to the 80s and 90s, were built around the traditional model when the world was a lot simpler than the world is today, right? And the choices that people had were fewer. And I think as we look at our small business, you know, businesses, and mine is one of those now as well, is, you know, you have a lot of competition and our customers have a lot of choices. And fundamentally, the myths that worked at that point in time that were based on fewer choices with a much, you know, homogeneous group of people no longer hold true. Because today the world has shifted. It's gotten faster, more complicated. There's a lot more options out there. There's a lot more data. And the switching costs are not as much as they used to be. And so customers need to be valued for who they are individually and what they deliver to the business. Mm-hmm. And what the business has to deliver to them in reciprocity.
Well, and the thing is you know, the expectations, you used this word earlier, I use it in my book, The Age of the Customer, I use it all the time in that book. Customers have different expectations today than they had a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and those expectations are powered by the availability of information, aren't they?
Exactly.
And so
they're powered by the availability of information, and they are powered by what other changes are happening around them today, right? So if Uber came about and made getting a cab so easy or a car service so easy, they sometimes then stand in a checkout line at a retail store and go, why can't you get me out quickly, right? Why can't I book with you?
That's exactly right. Zane, hold on to that thought. Give us your website, please.
It's zainraj.com. It's ZAINRAJ.com.
All right. And the book is called Brand Rituals, How Successful Brands Bond with Customers for Life. Quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.